Fox News Radio.
Of shows on KCNR. The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05, September the 21st. It's here. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. Once we finish this day, then it's a downward slide to Thursday and Friday. But then you start climbing a hill again because then it becomes Saturday and Sunday that you work. And then Monday, you're back there, and you kind of feel like, oh, a little day of rest here after the weekend. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What a day it's going to be. Bad Bob, tell us about it.
Well, sunny and hot, a high near 100, and a little bit of wind out of the north, then it should calm down. Clear tonight, though, low near 60, sunny and hot tomorrow again, with a high near the century mark. 64 degrees right now, and this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards this weekend is going to have North Star Session. It's a special thing out there. They're going to be out in the event tent. They're going to fill that up. It's this is a great band, so come on out and join them. Give them a call, though, at 474-5546. North Star Sessions at Anselmo's. A great evening planned, a great evening of entertainment. I'm adjusting my headphones here. I can't hear out of that left ear.
Where's your beloved,
my
sir?
My beloved is getting a lot of work done today. She is taking care of the home areas and things we have to do there.
Guarding the home front.
Guarding the home front, but having to do, but she's given me all types of directions of things to talk about and things to say. So I'm clear. She says, we've got so many tickets to give away, and it's true, we do. We've got monster truck tickets we're going to be giving away. We're going to be reminding everybody about today out at Haven Humane. I think it starts around 11 o'clock. They're going to be giving away emergency preparedness kits for your pets. That's right, at 11 o'clock today, Haven Humane is going to be giving that away in conjunction with the American Red Cross. And so you can go down there today at 11 a.m. and start getting these. I think they have 100 of these bags, and they're doing this in conjunction with KIXE, who has teamed up with them because they're getting ready to run an emergency preparedness show on KIXE, which, of course, we are all behind because we did that, a few months ago. Did it for a week because we believe that everybody should have at least a go bag and have, flashlights in your house and medicine if you need that, and a place to meet up if your family's not all at home, if in case the dreaded whatever it is happens at a time when you all are not all together with all your stuff together. So KIXE is getting ready to run a show then. But now, today, at 11 o'clock, go on down to Haven Humane and get yourself, it's really a cool bag. It's an emergency preparedness kit for your animal. Simon Jim Nielsen's going to be calling us today at 8 o'clock. We're going to be talking about some things that are happening down in the Capitol. Gary Cadd's here. We're going to talk about a lot of things happened last night at the City Council and also at the Board of Supervisors meeting. We want to discuss those. We're going to discuss home sales. We're going to talk just a little bit more about the recall effort against Dolores Lucero out of the City of Shasta Lake. We want to talk about all the things that are happening this week and give you early heads up on that. But before we do anything, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor with the Market Minute, Chris Lesondak. Which I probably screwed that one up, huh, Chris?
you're a lot closer than most. No, it's Lesondak.
Okay.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're about 30 minutes into the day's trading, and the markets are modestly higher. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 12 points at 11,420. The S&P 500 is unchanged at 1202. While the NASDAQ Composite's up 14 points at 2604. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 129 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America is down a nickel at $6.85. Pfizer's down 15 cents at $18.09. GE down 6 cents at $15.98. While Sprint Nextel is up 11 cents at $3.44. Of local interest, PG&E is up 34 cents at $43.30. Safeway is up a nickel at $17.17. And Costco is up 77 cents at $85.82. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.94%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.17. Oil's down 35 cents a barrel at $86.57. And precious metals are mixed, with gold down $10.85 an ounce at $17.92.40, while silver's up 39 cents an ounce at $40.07. This is Chris Lasondak of the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. We always like those updates. Kind of tell us where we can start during the day. We have those at 7, 8, and 9 a.m., right about 10 after. All right, Carl and Linda Bott, 7:10 in the morning. We're getting ready to take a quick break. We're going to come back and, you know, I might just give away a couple of tickets to the Monster Truck Show. That's going to be on Friday, September 30th. I know for sure we're going to be talking about a lot of things that affect us right here. Carl and DeBott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Strumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell those shrimp there beginning to boil.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and one of my favorite places to work out is Adamson's Peak Performance. And right now, they've got a Skinny Jean Boot Camp. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, we are launching the Skinny Jeans Boot Camp Challenge. The Skinny Jeans Challenge takes boot camp to the next level. It is a women's-only, small-group, personal training program incorporating weight training, metabolic training, and a nutritional plan.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, it essentially means that we're using weight training to increase strength, rev your metabolism, and decrease body fat.
Sounds like the perfect cocktail.
Absolutely.
So where do we go from here? Who do we contact and how do we get hooked up?
You can contact Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006, and ask to take the challenge to reshape your female body and drop 2 jean sizes in a 12-week period.
Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yaks.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs, the gift of a lifetime.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:15 in the morning, September the 21st. It's what's that temperature? Is that temperature right up there on the wall?
That temperature is correct.
That's 64. 64 going up to the high 90s today. It's going to
be
102. Day. Oh. Triple digits. Well, that doesn't surprise me. You know, and, you know, look, Record Searchlight, you know, one of our favorite papers. You know, it's my favorite paper here in Reading. Well, it's the only paper here in Reading. But good news, home sales are up 13% over 2010. However, many of those are the distressed properties, 500 pending sales of that, two-thirds of which are short sales or foreclosures. So in one way, it's bad. But on the other hand, we're up. The median house for a median price for a house has dropped, but we are up. Sales are up 13% higher than 2010, the third straight increase for Shasta County, where other real estate areas in California are still not seeing anything like that. But we're still not out. We're still not even close to being out of this cycle. The Gaia Hotel, they had a foreclosure auction set, but they're going to go into they're going to do a Chapter 11 bankruptcy and restructure and plan on staying open. And that's the Atman Hospitality Group of Sunnyvale claimed bankruptcy in an attempt to reorganize and restructure its debt. Have you ever been out to Gaia?
Several times. My mother-in-law stayed there last year. Nice restaurant and interesting property, but it's just it was a good asset for Anderson. The Anderson holds a lot of their events there, but with tourism way off the mark, it's a tough go for anybody in that business.
Well, it is. And the you know, anything that's going on. I mean, you've got major major entities around here. It's not just hotels. It's radio stations. It's it's TV and maybe not TV, but it's it's a number. Everything is kind of pulling in on things like that. There's another article in the paper that they were looking for a deer hunter that had come up missing, but then they halted the hunt. But then on today, an update is that they have found him. So that's a good ending to that. But I was just wondering why they halted the search when it was good weather and all that. It was over the weekend and they just stopped it. There are a lot of questions, that were in the threads about why would you stop the hunt? Was there something going on there? Anyway, or was there more to the story? That was the other thing.
Yeah, it could be that they weren't absolutely sure they were looking for somebody. And any number of reasons, I'm sure it will come out.
Well, okay, they got some, the Shasta Board of Supervisors did say is that they're going to hand over the shelter service to Haven Humane Society. The question is the supervisors agreed to a 25-year contract that pays Haven a one-time sum of $2.8 million, as well as a yearly installment of $99,000, so that the nonprofit organization can take over the shelter license and adoption services that county's animal control department handles. Now, it appears that they're still, the sheriff's department or whoever does that, is still going to pick up animals. But now Haven Humane is going to shelter and license and if have to euthanize the ones that can't be adopted. This is, they need the money, from what I understand, to be able to expand their facilities, be able to take in all this. I guess a couple of questions could be it is a long-term contract, and hopefully the money will be there to continue to support that. Dolores Lucero, she is kind of like a lightning rod as a council person for the city of Shasta Lake.
She's what we like to call a colorful character.
Well, Dolores was in here wanting to do a story on what was going on in Shasta, the city of Shasta Lake, and what she thought. And I said, well, you need to get things lined up. And that's what she was trying to do, I think. And this is what caused a lot of the consternation she was going through and asking for years of receipts and credit card receipts and such. And frankly, people are angry about that, and the city staff. Oh, she was rude. Well, frankly, city staff, I don't care if she's rude, because rude to you. I'll tell you what rude is. I was up at a well-known shopping center, just going in and buying. I think it was like some cilantro. Yeah.
Okay.
And I come out, and I'm accosted by this person that wants me to sign this piece of paper. They're gathering names to put lower insurance on I guess it's on a some kind of bill that we vote on. I'm not sure what that would be, but here, I mean, we need you to sign your name if you want I know you want to have lower car insurance cost. And I said no thank you, and I walked in. I said, well, hey, come on, dude. And when he said that, I turned around and I looked at him and I said, dude. He says, we need these signatures, dude. And, I didn't have time right there to go back and hit him with the truck. You know, I thought about it, but there was other people around. I didn't want to hit the little Girl Scouts selling their cookies, so it was hard not to hit him with the truck. And I thought about it, and I thought, is this what we've gotten to? You got a bunch of hired thugs out there? Because that's what they are. They're hired there to, you know, to get signatures for whatever these things are. And then they're rude to you if you say no. I mean, what's this? You know, and so I'm going to call the market today because guess what? I'm a good customer there. I've got their one of their little cards. You know, when you go into one of the Safeway stores around here, you expect to be accosted. You expect it, practically. And if you're not, you kind of figure, well, what's the matter? Am I not dressed good enough to be accosted by a meth freak, you know, that's looking for a quarter? You know, I think about that. I think, well, you know, and they've got security guys there, you know, and every so often you see some guy running out with a bottle of whiskey and everybody's chasing him. I mean, it's kind of exciting. You expect that there. But at this other market, you get accosted by some guy because you won't sign a stupid petition. Huh? That's what I call, you know, I call them bureaucratic thugs. This is a signature thug. A signature thug. That gets nasty with you if you don't want to sign a stupid petition.
These guys must be taking lessons from SEIU.
He had this acorn. He had an acorn tattoo on his forehead. Maybe. Gotta take a break here. Carl and the Bot, 7:20 in the morning. This was Free Fire Radio.
Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When chamber members tell us why they belong to the chamber, they say things like, the chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs. The gift of a lifetime.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and the Bot. Linda is on assignment out there working today. 7:24 in the morning, September the 21st. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines, and we are chatting live on KCNR 1460. We got Sun Golden, Sharon, and Phil Smith. Yeah, let's see. Indie Guy just came aboard. Hey, Indie Guy. All right, I have to admit, I never thought I'd see it. You know, I never thought I'd see it. A male Navy lieutenant on active duty kissing his brand new male spouse in a big picture in the paper. The second they signed the Don't Ask, Don't Tell, he got married to his spouse. I don't know if he is the husband or wife. Makes no difference. I never thought I'd ever see that. And I don't know why I never thought I'd never see it. You know, when Don't Ask, Don't Tell came, it wasn't a big thing to me, nor has it ever been. I've never put anybody out of the Marine Corps for being gay. I am sure that you raised your hand, Bob. You have, or you
no,
were?
I was giving you the high five, but no.
Okay, five minutes left. Okay.
I'm my mind is boggling. At this one.
And then they had let me spread this around, but they had a Marine female captain, a reservist, that said that, her whole life had been ruined because she had not been able to tell everybody that she was a lesbian. I don't know why that would have ruined her whole life. I mean, because I'm not in that situation. So what impact is this going to have on our services? You know, the outgoing chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said this is going to let people have integrity in this. Okay. And they said, well, and all the service chiefs agreed with it. No, they didn't. First of all, no, they didn't. That's not true. They asked that we've got two wars going on. We've got hundreds of thousands of troops in this. Do we need to do that? Now, the recruiters have recruited openly gay members. They just haven't been able to do anything until it was signed. Well, it was signed, and President Obama has now taken down all of the restrictions for serving in the military and being openly gay. And the only thing I can say is, okay, I mean, the last time I was in was just like 4 years ago, but I don't know what kind of impact it's going to have. I've talked to people that said, the young people today are different and have different viewpoints than we did when we came in at that age so many years ago. And I hope, here's what I hope. I fervently hope it has no impact on our readiness. I fervently hope it has no impact on the leadership in our military during times when things are, under the stress that they are. After 10 years of deployments, after continued warfare, that the equipment is breaking down, the multiple deployments, and trust me, getting, having gays join is not going to make less deployments. No, it doesn't make any difference. The fact is it going to make our – what impact will it have on our fighting forces? And I don't know. And so now we need to go into a wait and see. And maybe it will be subtle. Maybe it will be none. Maybe it will be subtle in the sense that, say, 10 or 15% don't reenlist. Maybe it will be something that there will be morale problems because of seeing their leaders, especially in, say, an infantry unit, seeing a male leader – at a function kissing another male or a female kissing another female. I don't know if that's going to be a problem. And I think if it is, the military will pretty much cover it up and it will go along. Leadership, just another, as we used to say, just another leadership challenge here. Yep. Okay. No money for this. Equipment's breaking down. We're going overseas again. Just another leadership challenge here. So. And we have great leaders in the military. I'm sure that they're going to make this work. All right. But there are many other things that are going on in the military that's going to affecting the Department of Defense that really do concern me. These possible cuts. I mean, the $300 billion they've already made, but they may be another $400 billion worth of cuts. And if that happens, my friends, you will see a different military. You won't have to, being straight or gay is not the biggest problem we're going to face. It's things like no new aircraft, no new equipment, no research and development. Another big problem is the Chinese launching a aircraft carrier. You don't do that unless you want to project your power far out. That's the problem you're going to see for the military. Now, when we come back, we got Gary Cadd here, who's sitting here amused when I was talking about running over the petition signer person at the market. I'm not going to mention which market this is. That's not fair, because maybe there's just this one guy dressed in a cami, what's an indicator? He's dressed in a bush hat and a Hawaiian shirt and cutoffs. you know right there that you've got, oh, this man is a serious petition guy. All right. We come back, Gary Kaskin. We're going to be talking about the unions, the signing of the contracts. We're going to talk about Sharon Haywood came in and talked about how those roads are causing creeks to get all dirty. That's right. Carl and the Bot, 7:30 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Business Network, the markets are searching for direction in early trading as investors wait to see what the Federal Reserve will do to boost the economy. The central bank is expected to announce Operation Twist, a move to shift its portfolio into longer-term holdings. But some top Republicans already wrote a letter to the Fed chairman saying that could hurt the economy even more. Greece plans to unveil more austerity measures today in an effort to get the next round of aid. Its government is expected to announce major public sector layoffs, more spending cuts, and tax hikes after negotiations with the European Union and International Monetary Fund. The bailout will help Greece avoid defaulting on its debt next month. And SAB Miller plans to buy Australia's Foster's Group for more than $10 billion. Foster's is Australia's biggest brewer by sales. The announcement comes as SAB aims to boost its presence in the world beer market, and it hopes to close the deal by the end of the year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
We're mid-sized businesses.
The engines of a smarter planet.
We want to get more from our data.
While paying less to store it.
That's why we need innovative, cost-effective data storage solutions.
Like the IBM StoreWise V7000. It can simplify storage management.
And improve application performance by up to 200%.
Solutions starting at $1,250 per month for 36 months. Learn more at ibm.com/engine/storage. Prices subject to change by IBM without notice.
Can't wait for fight night? You don't have to. Come to Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge the night before for our Ring Girl competition. Who's voting? Who's going to win? You, the audience, will be the judges. Friday, October 7th at 9 o'clock. Ladies, want to enter for your chance to be a Ring Girl in the Five Knuckle Showdown? Sign up at the River Club by 3 o'clock on Friday, October 7th. Join DJ Sammy as he's hosting this Ring Girl competition event while live in the mix with his premier video mixer. First place wins $200 cold hard cash. Second wins $100. Ring Girls live in the ring for the Five Knuckle Showdown. Ladies, sign up now at the River Club and compete to win your Ring Girl rights. $2 drafts and $3 well drinks all night long in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. If you've had a little too much fun, Wind River offers a free Safe Ride courtesy shuttle until 3 a.m. That'll take you anywhere within the Redding-Anderson city limits. For all the details, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Must be 21 to participate in this event. It's better on the river.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
This week we have Dr. John Menke coming to us from Siskiyou County, and he knows all about the coho salmon and how endangered it is not.
Come join the previously silent majority.
We the People, Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab. And we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here, KCNR 1460. Hey, the West Coast Monster Truck Nationals at the District Fairgrounds at Red Bluff, California is going to be having their, of course, Monster Truck Days. Friday, September 30th, I have two tickets for general admission for Friday. First person that calls me gets those two tickets. That's right. $16 for an adult. Children, 3 to 12, 10. So, two tickets for the Monster Truck Nationals for Friday, September 30th, to the first person who calls. All right. Hey, we're joined today by Mr. Gary Cat, who is our man who attends the our correspondent, I should say, not our man, but our correspondent who attends the city council meeting. So tell us what happened last night.
Well, it was quite interesting. To start off with was a presentation by Sharon Haywood of the U.S. Forest came in and talked to the council of the travel management plan that they've been working on, and they're working at closing ML3 roads, which are secondary roads in the forest, and some of the talk was basically talked about Begum, but it talks about all of the Shasta Trinity National Forest. And she was talking about the closures and the reason for it, sediment in the creeks, and some of these other steps. And part of this came forward from a presentation put before the County Board of Supervisors yesterday morning, which she was there and talked to them. And at that meeting, as well as last night, Pat Minturn, the Public Works Director of the County of Shasta, came forward with the report that he put together. And I believe that he actually drove 130-some miles of roads in the Shasta Trinity National Forest and made comments on those roads. And then Sharon came forward and was talking about the issues of closures and what the forest was looking at doing. And then it was mentioned that the Shasta County had invoked coordination, which is a legal process to where local government entities can be at the table and on a level playing field with the forest to be able to offset some of these road closures. It is looked at, though, that seems that the county has already invoked coordination. They actually are, in essence, are practicing cooperation. And so with the city council last night, they made their presentation. And then Greg Watkins, who is a Shasta Lake City city councilman, came forward as a private individual because he used to work for the Forest Service in his previous life, as he said. He put on a really fantastic slide presentation, and it really brought into focus the roads, what needs to be done to the roads, and how we can keep the roads open. And then when they finished up, then the city council discussed this coordination issue, and it's the council directed staff to come forward most probably at the next meeting with a resolution to invoke coordination on all of the forests in Shasta County, which is going to help put us and our city government on a level playing field with the Forest Service to be able to go through.
But they said this before and they just ignored the supervisors.
Right? But with the coordination process, they can't ignore it.
Are you sure?
Yes, positive.
Doesn't mean they have to do what we want them to do, though. The Board of Supervisors voted 5-0 to say, hey, don't close down these roads. And she said, too bad.
But the thing with it is, the Board of Supervisors is not practicing and using the process of coordination. They are cooperating. With cooperation, you go in and say, okay, this is what we would like for you not to do. Can you do it? And then the Forest Service has said, you're not going to get everything you want.
So now Sharon can't close down those roads then.
Well, in essence, she's going to have to come. When they go into coordination, she will come to the table.
Is there a mediator on this?
No.
So who has the final say?
The final say will be between the city and the coordination committee and Sharon Haywood.
Who has the final say?
The people do.
So you're saying is that there's no mediator, and if the coordination committee says keep all these roads open, that the Forest Service will do that?
In essence, that's what will happen. Coordination was used down in Texas on the Texas corridor, that half-mile wide corridor they were going to put in from Mexico to Canada. And there's three small communities down there, and the three small communities were going to basically be decimated. Their economy was going to be destroyed. And coordination was invoked against the process to put that highway in, and the process stopped, and the highway was stopped. They're not going to build a highway in Texas. And it was used through coordination is how it was done.
Okay, today is September 21st.
Mm-hmm.
I would be interested in, you know, here, whenever this happens in the next 6 months or so, you come back and tell me that the coordination meeting, and who's on the coordination committee?
Well, Sylva Milligan is on the committee. She's at...
Oh, that's good. Okay. Okay, so in six months, that or whenever they meet, I would like to see the final aspect of this, because I just find it hard to believe that, and it could possibly be true, you were there, and I know about the other road. I find it interesting to say is that this coordination committee could thwart the planning process of the Forest Service and say, no, we're not going to shut down these roads.
Stop and think here a second. It's the city of Redding will be invoking coordination. The coordination committee is doing and going to do the work to show that these roads don't need to be closed, to show how these roads could be improved to keep the roads open rather than decommissioning them. Just as Mr. Watkins made the statement last night.
I understand that. I understand that. I think everybody understands that. But and the final word on this, though, what if the Forest Service says, no, I don't agree with that?
The Forest Service has to agree
with it.
They
have to agree with it.
With coordination, they have to agree with it.
Okay. I'm looking back at Braveheart. You know, when they're getting ready to fight this big battle, we're going to go out and negotiate. We're going to negotiate. And what William Wallace said, now I'm going to go out and start a fight. I think sometimes that's what you have to do. Got to take a break here, and then we're going to come back and talk about unions. We're going to talk about getting fire stations open. And did we gain anything from this, or are we just prolonging something here? Carl and Linda Bott, 7:42 in the morning on September the 21st, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host, Judy Maxwell, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you've had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Linda Botland is on assignment. Joel, you won the tickets. Just come on down to 1326 Market Street. Your name will be in here with the tickets and pick them up from Diane between the hours of 8 and noon or a little bit later. Or if you can't make it, then just give us a call at 605-4565, and we'll set that up for you. Okay, Gary, let's talk about the contracts being signed. Let's start with the electrical guys.
Okay, the electrical guys have a three-year contract. They have a three-year contract. There will be raises in each one of the 3 years. First year, there'll be a 6% raise. Second year, a 6% raise. Third year will be a 3% raise. The employees will pay the 7% CalPERS member contribution in a two-year phase-in, which is at 3.5% the first year and then a total of 7% the second year. They're going to modify the CalPERS retirement benefit formula for new hires from to 2% at 60 with a three-year average once the agreement is reached by all non-safety unions. So this doesn't go into effect until all of the unions make this change. There's going to be a confirmed retiree health formula for IBW Electric requiring a 2% for every year of service formula and a five-year vesting. Now, this is for their retirement health care, and it's going to be 5 years to be vested, and then they get a 2%, I should say, for each year that they serve. So whenever they serve 30 years, it would be 50%. And which is what it is now, but it's going back on the number of years served.
Doesn't this cost us money over the next few years? Raises are going to boost labor costs an estimated $340,000.
Right. And it's going.
But in the long run, is what they're looking for is that the new people they hire for the electrical unions we're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. But those will be in the future, and the retirement health care, that's a non-funded liability to start with. That's just trying to lower that liability. So, in other words, there are a couple other things here that they have given up. But in the overall, we didn't save money. We're going to be paying out money. But the thing that the council came back and said was that they need to raise the rates, because the PG&E employees are making so much more than our employees are, and that they could possibly have a problem of recruitment and hiring.
That's what I saw. The study said is that if we want to keep our up rate up, that as far as electricity being available to everybody, that recruiting and retention is going to be a problem unless we start trying to at least get closer to it. Now, my question on that is, how many people have we lost to other utility companies? And I don't know if people can tell you that.
I have heard that we had a couple of fellows leave and went to PG&E, and then they came back again.
Sure, we hear that. Yeah,
it's hype.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's the urban rumor. It comes from the third bathroom on the left, as we used to say, the third stall on the left.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the firefighters?
Okay, under the firefighters' contract,
firefighters didn't have to come back here at all, did they?
No, actually they didn't. In the short term, they have taken some cuts.
Yeah, they have.
In the long term, the balancing out, the economy better get better by 2015.
Well, you know what? If the economy doesn't get better by 2015, we've got more. You get a lot of problems by then. I think it will be after this next election. But this allows station number two to be opened up again, doesn't it?
No.
No.
No. State. No. It won't automatically be opened up. Now they do say that in a matter of time, station number two will be open because of this. But that is down the road, probably a year and a half, 2 years from now. So station number two is still closed. And if there are other budget reductions coming in the future, which we don't see the end of them, we've already had 11 of them, that this savings here can be used up by the budget reduction and not towards that opening the fire station.
I understand that.
But what is basically happening, this is a six-year contract. There are three 000s And then the last 3 years is a 3% increase.
And you mean three zeros of there is no raises?
No raises.
Okay. Plus they're paying more into their.
Yes.
And they're going to be paying more into CalPERS.
Yes.
And they're. Okay. But at the end of that, then at the last 3 years, it's what, a 3.35?
A 3.35.
Okay. So there will be raises starting in 2015.
15, 16, and 17. And the contract now. See, this contract to start with was opened again in 2012. Then they made a concession here a year and a half, 2 years ago, changed it to 2014. Now it's changed to 2018. It's when this contract will actually open up and there'll be contract negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
So we've
well, it sounds like then we've gotten two contentious contracts signed.
Well, I got two contentious contracts signed, but they have approximately 62 in it. And by the staff report, I say approximate. I thought
62 more contracts.
62 employees, 62
okay.
firefighters, which were down 13 firefighters.
62 firefighters. Is that all we have here?
That's all we have now.
According
to staff report, that's what.
I thought. And how many linemen? There's only like 69 linemen.
Yeah.
Right?
Now the one thing that they are stipulating in here is they're going to have apprentice firefighters come in, and I don't know what the scale that they'll be paid, but they'll hire a number of apprentice firefighters to be on the trucks. So the trucks now that have two individuals on them will have three, and then I think there's two trucks in the city that have three on them already. Yeah. They'll have a fourth person.
Dad Bob has always said he wanted to be an apprentice firefighter.
Well, we've got a
I know too many of them.
For him.
Yeah. Well, you know, firefighting on ships is nasty.
That is
too.
Tough. Oh,
that's,
yeah,
that's tough work on
that,
a ship.
That ain't no
okay.
Problem.
Well, so it sounds like the city council. Is kind of got it together, and the unions. You know, back when, remember, everything was so contentious during the elections, Gary. And I had somebody come up, one of the union negotiators, come up and look at me, and he goes, "You know, it's all going to be settled." He says, "It's going to," and he says, "We're all going to work together." He says, "We have no choice," and you know, no matter what the elections were. And then, of course, the elections came, mm-hmm. and they didn't come down on the side of the people the union wanted, for the most part. But it has happened. That they have, everybody has worked together, and the, you know, there has been, the headbutting has at least, you know, lessened enough where they put helmets on, so there's some common sense going on. So now we've got the firefighters, we've got the electrical unions, I know we've signed for the part of the police, so it's at least now we can move forward. And start looking at some other things. Am I correct?
That's right. And there are a lot of other things that need to be looked at. We've got you know, problems with that lawsuit with REU is looming.
That's
back
huge. You know, I don't know if people realize just how huge. If
that's $6
million. If REU loses that lawsuit, stand by for taxes to go up, because we're only talking like $1.60 coming back to the average user a month, to the average REU user, but your general fund's going to drop $6.5 million. So anyway, okay, we've got to take a break. Carl Lindebott, our guest, Gary Cab, are talking what happened to city council. Come back and we'll finish up with that. And then a little bit after 8 o'clock, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen should be calling us. Carl Lindebott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, I'm Chef Cal, and I'm so excited to invite you to our new old-school restaurant located in the Pine Street School. Gather your family and friends and take a step back in time to dine at our newly refurbished downtown restaurant. We have many of mine, and hopefully yours as well, favorites on our very affordable and casual menu. For lunch, enjoy a refreshing San Francisco sweet crab Louie, or maybe the old English beer-battered fish and chips, or an amazing array of delicious and unique sandwiches and burgers, such as our very own Bacon Juicy Lucy. For dinner, you'll find the comfort foods I was raised on, like moist chicken and herb dumplings, zesty homestyle meatloaf smothered in old-fashioned mushroom gravy, shrimp carbonara, the popular macadamia nut halibut, and so many other entrees bursting with old-school flavors, and even 16 beers on draft to choose from. And for dessert, try my grandpa's coconut bread pudding with vanilla, tapioca custard, drizzled with a warm whiskey caramel sauce. So take a historic trip into the past at Old School Restaurant. Open for lunch Monday through Friday, serving dinner Monday through Saturday. Get a menu and additional information at oldschoolrestaurant.com or by calling 244-4600.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, "The Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and the Violinist is on assignment, 7:56 in the morning, September the 21st. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Great place. Espresso Joe's, best coffee in the area. Finest walk-in humidor in their tobacco shop there. Joe and Shelly support our community in so many different ways. All these events going on. You know Tobacco and Brew is involved in that. That all veterans get discounts there at Tobacco and Brew. If you have an event, you just have to go down and talk to them and, you know, put up your poster there in their window, depending, of course, on what it is. The people there are professional and friendly. They've got a lot of things happening here in the next few weeks. You got Big Bike Weekend coming up. There's just so many things going on around here. We're going to try and keep up with most of them here and make some announcements right after the 8 o'clock break when Jim Nielsen joins us. Now, Gary Cadd's here. What else? We got the stream cleanup.
Well, yes, they got the 2011 Community Creek Cleanup will be on October 1st of 2011. And there was a presentation put together last night before council. And, you know, folks, I don't totally understand exactly where the cleanup's going to be this year, but Dr. Randy Smith was making some comments.
Randy was on the other day.
And talking about there's a grapevine arbor. That it from the way he described it, this thing is something else.
200 feet tall.
200, yeah, and
destroys
so,
things.
And this is where they're going to work around cleaning up. So I'm gonna count myself in to go. I just want to go see this thing, but go help clean up. And this can probably be a work day.
There, you know what? There are things going on like you can, I think they're
getting
a bulldozer.
Version of Kudzu
in there.
Bulldozer
in there. I tell you, it's you know Randy Smith and the other people out there cleaning, working on these streams. You can't say enough about them. And Dr. Smith is, you know. He is a staunch environmentalist, but he is a, Vietnam veteran. Mm-hmm. When I say environment, he's an environment, being an environmentalist and being in the environment does not mean that you are a liberal. And I don't know what Dr. Smith is. I really don't know. You know, I know he's, you know, believes in what he does in keeping these streams clear and clean and doing the work he does. But, you know, I heard somebody the other day say that our oceans are in deep, deep trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the overfishing from other countries, the amount of pollution that's being poured into the oceans, it's not cleaning itself as fast as it used to because it just can't.
Well, it keeps dumping in.
It just keeps dumping in more and more fertilizers and phosphates and everything. So you just got to take a look at it and go, when do we reach that tipping point? Is this something that, you know, that... We're not going to reach a tipping point. The ocean will clean itself, but it'll be like you. Hey, I'm going to take a shower, but you just keep getting more and more mud on you till finally, and the water gets less and less. Is that my environmental speech for the day, Gary? But, thanks so much. What else? Real quick here. We got less than a minute.
Well, that's just about it. There was at the start of the meeting in the 3 minute comment period, a gentleman named of George Clark came forward, and he's been talking about the pension plans, and the city needs to do something about the 3 at 30. 30%.
I think they changed it for the firefighters. It's 3 at 55 now, right?
Yeah. So there are some changes coming. But he's been coming forward and talking the last few months and talking to city staff about it. So it's interesting to see a citizen that comes forward and is trying to make a change.
Okay. Gary Catt, thank you so much for coming in and giving us a report on our city council meetings. We really appreciate that. We're going to take a quick break for the news. And when we come back, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen will be calling us talking about what's going on in Sacramento.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
Peace is hard. Progress can be reversed.
But President Obama's just told the UN there's hope around the world.
The tide of war is receding.
As Libya rebuilds after rebels ousted Gaddafi. As for the big issue this week,
we seek a future where Palestinians live in a sovereign state of their own.
But the president's against the Palestinian push for the UN to recognize that state now.
Ultimately, it's the Israelis and the Palestinians, not us, who must reach agreement on the issues that divide them.
Soon the president will meet with Israel's prime minister. Later, he'll have a one-on-one with the Palestinian president. Freedom, finally, for two Americans jailed as spies in Iran for more than 2 years. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live in London.
Yeah, Shane Bauer and Josh Fatale seen being driven away from jail in cars with diplomats from Oman and Switzerland, two nations that helped negotiate today's release. They were then reportedly aboard a jet departing from Tehran Airport. Earlier today, a court accepting $1 million bail money, no word who provided that, but the pair are thought unlikely to return to Tehran to serve the rest of their 8-year sentences as spies, Dave.
Yeah, Alistair, George's parole board's refusing to reconsider clemency for convicted cop killer Troy Davis. He's scheduled to die in 8 hours, a much-protested execution. He and supporters claim he's innocent. Another killer will get the needle in Texas today. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
Dave Lawrence Brewer is one of three white men convicted in the death of James Byrd Jr., who was black. Byrd was chained to the back of a pickup truck and dragged for several miles. Jasper resident LaKendra Garrett remembers first hearing the news 13 years ago.
I knew Mr. Byrd from walking around singing in the community. That's what I remember of him.
Brewer is the first of two men to be put to death. A third is serving life in prison. Dave?
Jennifer, an uptick in the housing market. Previously owned home sales rose nearly 8% last month, partly because there was more foreclosed property buying, driving overall prices down 5%. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jim saw the negotiations sliding off track. Both he and Bill, the man across the table, wanted the deal done, but they had a list of differences to settle. All that morning, Jim watched as Bill's answer shortened and his face grew longer. Tensions mounted and prospects dimmed. Then Jim asked a simple question. He said, "Bill, are you angry with me?" Bill paused. He let out a deep breath and said, "No, but I was angry at the situation. I apologize. Now let's get this done." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Funny thing about anger, in the face of gentle honesty, it often diffuses. The best solution typically runs straight through the problem in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
As President Obama details his vision for peace at the UN, Republicans running against him keep going after him, including Mitt Romney.
Internationally, he's made a number of extraordinary errors, of omission in particular. And domestically, almost everything he did made it more difficult for America to get back to work.
Romney and the other Republican candidates will debate again tomorrow night on Fox. There are two new storms brewing, Hillary in the Pacific and Tropical Storm Ophelia in the Atlantic. It is too far from land to accurately forecast if it'll hit the U.S. Another storm is hitting Japan hard.
Typhoon Roque has flooded streets, tied public transportation in knots, and already killed four people in Japan. The storm has been dumping more than 3 inches of rain an hour as it rages closer to the site of the world's worst nuclear disaster since Chernobyl. Just 3 weeks ago, Typhoon Talas hit the same region of Japan and took 67 lives. More than 1 million people here were evacuated ahead of Roque as authorities warn of landslides and more flooding to come. In Tokyo, Mike Tuggle, Fox News Radio.
There's no school a seventh straight day in Tacoma, Washington. Teachers remain on strike, defying a judge's order to go back to class. Simon's back.
It's a huge hit in the UK, and now Simon Cowell has brought the X Factor to America. And even though the show hasn't aired here yet, it sounds like there's already a pretty big fan base.
Exciting new show. I'm excited.
I think it will do really well. There's no age limit. You can have a 10-year-old and you can have a 100-year-old.
Well, we watched the X Factor from the UK, so then when we heard it was coming here, then we got excited over it.
But other than just liking all things reality competition-based, fans I talked to seem to be drawn to the show for another reason.
Simon Cowell.
Well, Simon has a lot to do with it. Simon Cowell.
The X Factor's two-day premiere kicks off tonight on Fox. In Los Angeles, Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, some selling. The Dow's down 44 points ahead of the Fed's announcement on the economy. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 805, September the 21st. Linda is on assignment this morning, but I am here. Bad Bob is here, and we've got all types of people that are going to be here. Hey, Bad Bob, let's start it off by the weather, and then we've got like 56 straight announcements to make sure everybody knows what's going on.
Going to be sunny and hot today, a high near 100, and winds out of the north, but they'll calm down this afternoon. Tonight's low near 60, excellent sleeping weather, and then again pushing the century mark tomorrow. Currently 65 degrees in Reading, and this weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards this weekend is going to have North Star. They're going to be there, and they are a great band. They've been up there several times before. They sell the place out, so they're going to put it in their events tent. So you're going to be able to get dinner and listen to North Star Sessions, but you got to call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And make sure you get reservations for that, you know, and ask for the people there. Tell them it's for the North Star Sessions. They're a great band. And Anselmo's is a great place to go to. It'll be cooler up there. They have great food. The ambiance is just anything you could ask for. And the staff up there are professional and very, very helpful. Okay. I want to remind everybody that today at 11 o'clock, KIXE TV and Haven Humane have teamed up with the California Emergency Management Agency, and they are giving away emergency preparedness kits for your pet. That's right, an emergency preparedness kit for your pet. For the first 100 people that go there, first 100 pet owners to stop by Haven Humane on Wednesday, today, starting at 11 a.m. So you've got some time, and they're located at 7449 East Side Road in Anderson. So take a trip down there. Okay, other things that are going on, of course. We've got the Shasta Service Guild's concert and picnic. That also is going to be going Saturday, September 24th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right out at Shasta Middle Creek Amphitheater, located in Old Shasta, Highway 299. And it's $10 for adults, and you get a free picnic to the first 100 paid adults. So bring your blanket and your chairs and show up there if you've got any questions. Just give us a call there. Like I said, the entry fee for $10 includes a picnic for the first 100 people. And Muletown, one of our favorite bands, is going to be playing. Muletown, Jim Dyer, and will be there. Okay, now let's go real quick to Chris at Wells Fargo to get our update.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 90 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are mixed. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 44 points at 11,363. The S&P 500 is giving up 5 points at 1196, while the NASDAQ Composite's up just about 2 points at 2592. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 248 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down 19 cents at 16.33, Intel's up 4 cents at 22.23, Microsoft down 48 cents at 26.48, while Apple's up $4.38 at 4.17.58. Of local interest, Safeway's down a penny at $17.11, North Valley Bank up 23 cents at $9.50, and AT&T down 16 cents at 28.68. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced yield 1.93%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.17. Oil's down 7 cents a barrel at $86.85. And precious metals are mixed, with gold down $4.76 an ounce at $17.98.49, while silver's up 68 cents an ounce at $40.36. This is Chris Losondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much. We really appreciate with Wells Fargo giving us this business update at 7, 8, and at 9 o'clock, all about 10 after. Hey, also on our... Also on our phone lines, of course, is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Carl and Linda and North State listeners of Free Fire Radio.
Well, Linda's on assignment today, but she's listening right now. She's got, you know, somebody's got to do the work around the place. You know that?
Amen.
Amen. You know, something before we even get started here, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I know you've got a lot of things to talk about on updates of... on the fire taxes, on you know, veterans' homes, and all those other things that we've been talking about here lately. And we appreciate you coming on the show to do that. But let's take a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media, Carl and Linda Bott. Like I said, Linda's off on assignment today. It's 8:11 in the morning on September the 21st. Going to get up in the hundreds today. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. And again, welcome aboard, Assemblyman.
Happy to be with everybody.
Okay. You know, this kind of started yesterday when I got an email from somebody who said is that the plan for the veterans' home has gone awry. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, it is and it isn't. It was very, very unfortunate, notwithstanding that Assemblywoman Haldeman and I are authoring one bill that would provide funding to be redirected from a specific source for the Veterans Home in Fresno and Redding to open on time. And a second bill that I'm co-authoring with the Democratic Assemblyman Perea of Fresno that would direct the Department of Veterans Affairs simply to find the money from existing resources. Parties and powers that be did not allow those bills to be fast-tracked or brought up at the end of session a little over a week ago. So they've languished. They will then have to wait until such time as there be a special session, if one is called because of the budget, before the end of the year or right after the first of the year. I was a little irritated by that, and I'm not sure what the shot caller's reason for not letting those bills be brought up was, but it is what it is. We have to deal with it. It doesn't necessarily mean we're dead in the water, though. I'm going to meet with the director of the department, and I'm going to see if, without legislation, they can find some money. They had determined that the delay of the Fresno would probably be not in order, that would not be damaging, but everybody believes that Reading should go on schedule, and the agreement that was made with me and violated for only a 3-month delay that we were all happy with, that should continue apace. So we're still working on it, Carl. It's not all over with yet, but it was disappointing the deal did not get done at the end. The speaker also promised, though not in passing a bill, he didn't want to put it in a bill at the end of session, but he promised he would come up and find the additional money for the veteran service offices.
Hello?
So we're going to be hunting for that and holding them accountable.
But
my next step is meeting with the secretary, agency secretary, and see if they can find some money to keep Ready moving.
Well, you know. You know, Jim, you know, the thing about it is that is this some kind of weird thing that they're doing because is it some kind of retribution against the Republicans? You know, they're doing this because I thought the Democrats would weigh in heavily on this to get these veterans' homes done. I mean, they're giving away money right and left to every other group in society, including illegals, and yet not the veterans of the state.
Well, indeed, that's a very valid argument that I have framed. And, Carl, I did take it personally because the agreement was wrought with me in the conference committee, I being the vice chairman of the budget committee and a member of the conference committee that negotiated the three-month delay. And when they reneged on that, as well as many, many other budget agreements that have happened over the last 3 years, you know, I took it personal, you bet. And I said in several speeches, including the last night of session, you cannot be trusted. Why should I negotiate with you if you will not, in good faith, keep your side of the bargain? I keep mine, and you just renege on the deal time and time again. You either repeal the agreement we made or you ignore it, as in this case with the veterans' home. And I don't appreciate that.
You know, why the veterans can't get together on one thing. And, you know, I mean, this is a huge voting block in this state. I mean, you know, it's a huge voting block, and why they can't get together and say, hey, look, if you're not going to take care of the veterans, and you know, and if you're not going to support the veterans, why should we support you? I mean, I just don't understand how they can make an agreement and then just turn around and just ignore it like this. I just don't understand it. When I got that email yesterday, I thought the gentleman who sent it to me was wrong, but he wasn't.
No, Carl, it's very frustrating, and it is more a condition of the legislature now than ever before, not keeping your word. Unfortunately, that's also a condition of society out there. We're doing business with people in our communities. It's kind of a societal thing as well as a legislative thing. But in this case, we're continuing to fight. We're not going to give up, and Colonel Cook and I did a lot of griping about it the last two nights of session. And a lot of conversations with the speaker, and we're going to stay on top of it.
Is there any chance that, what do you think, would Brown ever even weigh in on something like this?
No, I don't think the governor would take an active role in this. He has other priorities, and we'll talk about those, raising our taxes and our fire fees.
Well, let's go to that one right now, then, because even though amid failures I see this headline, Jerry Brown's job approval rating rises, I'm just wondering where that is.
Well, I sure don't know. I guess he did get rid of cell phones, and that was really helpful.
Okay.
Now, I don't know about the doggone polling because the budget does not reflect any confidence that people should have, specifically now to the fire fee. Not only do we have the bad fire fee that already passed, but in the last 2 weeks of session, Carl, the governor tried to quadruple that, well, more than quadruple, taking it up to $3,000 and adding $1 an acre to your adjacent property on top of it. I mean, this was absolutely breathtaking, and that they would, as I predicted, I hate being a prophet, I predicted it would be any structure, the four post and little, would be called a habitable structure and therefore subject to some more fees. And that's exactly what they did. So they broadened the application of the fee to extra acres on your property, to extra numbers of structures. 12% of all that they collect from us, and I'm one of the state responsibility people, is going to go for administration. And what will that mean? That will mean enforcement people from the department to come out to your property and find more structures and more acreage to put the tax on. So so we stopped that. I mean, we stopped it. It's amazing. We were able to stop it. However, as I argued then for the last 2 weeks, the underlying statute's still there. We're still stuck with the problem. So Assemblyman Jeffries and I introduced an emergency bill in an extraordinary session to repeal the original act, not just stop the extension, but repeal the original act. In the budget committee, they tabled our motion. We didn't even get to bring it up. And then we tried to do it on the floor. We tried to do it on the floor of the Assembly to bring that bill directly to the Assembly because it was such an urgent matter. And two Democrats actually voted with the Republicans to bring it to the floor, and had it been on the floor, it would have passed. But the rest of the Democrats voted no, and it was died. So we still have that onerous tax, but we at least stopped Jerry Brown's vast extension. But that absolutely, it was a blessing to me. It made my point. Here's what they want to do. All unlimited taxing on local people, a double or even triple taxation if you have a local fire district, actually fund other things in the general fund than fire services. The California Professional Firefighters oppose this thing, and the people in Cal Fire don't like it either, but because they're a part of that bureaucracy, they cannot speak out.
You know, this is just incredible. Incredible. You know, in term fee, I just take the word fee away and just put tax on this.
That's what it is. Well, and the governor, too, at the end of session, we stopped a $60 billion, it's now 60, it wasn't, I've been saying 58 on your show, but it's 60 actual, and during the budget, we stopped the $60 billion five-year tax increase, which would have been one in perpetuity, as I noted, and at the very end, he tried a $1 billion tax increase that we stopped. He argued it was revenue neutral, in other words, we're going to give some tax breaks to businesses here, and that'll bring thousands and thousands of jobs, but it was a $1 billion tax increase.
Yeah.
And fortunately, we stopped that. So there have been our successes.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, Bad Bob, our producer, has something here.
I don't know, Jim, my take on this is that it is a direct attack on private rural land ownership in the state of California. What's your feeling on that?
Well, you're right on. In fact, and I'm the only one who has been saying this publicly, but this is the end game. I want to assure you this is the end game. Within the bureaucracy and within special interest organizations, there is a desire through this fee to discourage human beings from living out in the country. That is the end game, folks. Make it so oppressive, so onerous, so costly that citizens will not want to live out in rural areas of California. The very attraction for places like Shasta County and Tehama County and Colusa County that we all love. They don't want people
They want people back in the city, so then they become dependent on the government. And you know, we know where that goes. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we want to talk about, you know, the latest in the education, the second part of the DREAM Act. And I'm sure there's a few other things that you've got on your plate. I guess we can even mention realignment again.
We'll call the Nightmare Act.
The Nightmare Act. Okay, we can take a quick break here. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. 8:21 in the morning, Carl Underbot, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Enjoy summer evenings at one of the most beautiful venues in the North State. Plan a trip to Anselmo Vineyards for their summer music series underway now. Check the website at anselmovineyards.com for upcoming concert dates and artists. Enjoy the beautiful short 20-minute drive out to Anselmo Vineyards. Come early and enjoy a delicious dinner and sample award-winning Anselmo wines with your meal. And something new. Anselmo Vineyards is now open Sunday nights for wine tasting and dinner, and Thursday nights for handcrafted pizza prepared in their own outdoor pizza oven. Ask about the new Anselmo Vineyards event pavilion and special horseback riding adventures. Call 474-5546. That's 474-5546 for more details. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
This week we have Dr. John Menke coming to us from Siskiyou County, and he knows all about the coho salmon and how endangered it is not.
Come join the previously silent majority.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and one of my favorite places to work out is Adamson's Peak Performance. And right now, they've got a
Skinny Jean Boot Camp. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, we are launching the Skinny Jeans Boot Camp Challenge. The Skinny Jeans Challenge takes boot camp to the next level. It is a women's-only, small-group personal training program incorporating weight training, metabolic training, and a nutritional plan.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, it essentially means that we're using weight training to increase strength, rev your metabolism, and decrease body fat.
Sounds like the perfect cocktail.
Absolutely.
So where do we go from here? Who do we contact and how do we get hooked up?
You can contact Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006, and ask to take the challenge to reshape your female body and drop 2 jean sizes in a 12-week period.
Adamson's Peak Performance on Michelli next to Yak's.
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs, the gift of a lifetime.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, 25 in the morning, September 21st. Carl and Abbott, Linda's on assignment. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Leah at 1751 Hartnell Avenue. Dr. Leah is our optometrist. We trust our eyes in his hands. He knows what he's doing. He looks at toddlers up to seniors. He's got an on-site lab. You think you have problems with insurance? Dr. Leah cares about you and your eyes. Go down and talk to him. He can work out something with you. Glasses for the entire family. Top designer lines. He has the Wiley Control Series eyewear that I use when I'm riding that Harley at excessive speeds. It keeps debris and wind out of my eyes. Dr. Joseph Leah, 223-2325 1751 Hartnell Avenue. Our guest, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Assemblyman Nielsen, welcome back.
Glad to be with you all.
Hey, Jim, a question here from somebody. It says, and it's kind of a statement, but it's also kind of indicative of what people are saying. It says, I'm afraid I'll be denied the freedom to burn wood in my wood stove. I'm afraid if I don't pay my electric bill, I'll be kicked out of my own home that I own free and clear. I'm afraid of losing the many rights that enable my simple way of living.
You are absolutely right on. In fact, the folks in the Air Board and the local air quality control districts have been after our wood burning stoves for a long time. So, yep, that's right. Absolutely. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like Horatius at the bridge trying to stop the invading hordes of the barbarians getting into Rome. With these agencies of government that are so oppressively intruding in our lives, and getting back to that fire fee, that end game is to get us out of rural areas. They don't want people living there.
Well, you know, and if you look at all the things like the attacks on, remember on the septic tanks, what they were doing?
Yes.
And, you know, all those little things, you know, I look at subtle things and, you know, that happen, you know, one little thing at a time, that if you don't fight them, all of a sudden they're all there and they will force you to change your way of life dramatically. And yet people seem to go, oh, that's just this one thing. Oh, we shouldn't have to worry about it. But we should have to worry about it.
No, government is trying to intrude in every part of our lives. And an advantage with this budget problem in California, the agencies have not gotten quite as much money as they would have otherwise. It's cut $60 billion out of our state budget in the last 3 years. I'm really pleased that we've been able to do that. And this year we stopped a $60 billion additional tax increase, would have only funded it more. But now, as is the example with this fire tax, you will be taxed to hire people in government to come out and harass you.
We have enough of that.
There is some hope, though. We've got Prop 26. It's going to really cut down on the fees a little bit. We've got Howard Jarvis taxpayers that are going to file suit over the fire tax.
Mm-hmm.
We've got at least a few legislators that are fighting, and once in a while, as I've demonstrated on the show, we win our battles, and we push back at these agencies. So, if we're not on the field, then we're not in the game, folks. So we've got to be in there fighting. And you people, the folks that we represent, Doug LaMalfa and I, you're all the wind beneath our wings. given us the strength to fight the good fight.
Well, you know what? We have to. I mean, we have no other option. We love, you know, we love the type of life we have up here, and it's constantly trying to be changed. There's constantly money, more money being taken. There's constantly making it tough for our businesses, and that, to the extent that you see where a business a day leaves California. You see, you know, and we've got like a minute and a half left before this break. And so there's not really a lot of time to get into something, but we've got, you know, when we come back, I'd sure like to talk about, you know, the realignment, because that's starting here next month. And we're going to be, you know, talking with our group of people here that have been making this plan. You know, the second part of the Dream Act, where we're giving money to people that are here illegally for school, and we can't pay for our schools. And even the education bill that was just passed that says you can't lay off teachers, which is going to just, I mean, it's killing. It's going to really, really hamper what's going on up here in the North State, and I think all over California with that,
yes,
too.
You're shutting the doors to our universities, to domestic American-born students, our children, for the benefit to be provided to those here illegally.
You know, I just, I'm, you know, it's just things that I see every day, Jim, that I never thought I'd ever see. So, anyway, we're going to take a quick break here, and we come back. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, the man who fights the good fight down there in Sacramento. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio. We come back, we'll have the Assemblyman right back with us after the news.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ron Flatter. President Obama did not say that the United States would block United Nations membership for the Palestinian Authority, but he did urge Palestinians and Israelis to resume peace talks.
The Palestinian people deserve a state of their own. But what I also said is that a genuine peace can only be realized between the Israelis and the Palestinians themselves.
Shortly after his speech to the General Assembly, the President said as much at the beginning of a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In his General Assembly remarks, the President also called for a United Nations response in Syria.
There's no excuse for inaction. Now is the time for the United Nations Security Council to sanction the Syrian regime and to stand with the Syrian people.
Syria's government has been accused of deadly violence against protesters. This is a Fox News alert.
Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the final fight of the year, Five Knuckle Showdown. This final bout of the MMA cage fighting series is at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 8th at 7:30. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting. These are sure to be the best cage fights of the year in the North State. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out fast. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, October 8th, the Event Center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that Wind River Casino continues to bring you. This extreme event sells out fast. Get your tickets now. Don't miss the final fight of the year. Five Knuckle Showdown. Cage fights at Wind River Casino on October 8th. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again with the final fight of the year. Five Knuckle Showdown cage fights at Wind River Casino. Presented by Rogue Fights. For more information, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this event. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Prairie Foundation presents Taste of Germany, Saturday, October 1st, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn. Taste of Germany is a unique evening of German decor. Music by Candice Lavasi. live and silent auction, German cuisine, and beverages. Proceeds benefit the Shasta Library Foundation Endowment Fund and special projects. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Call Linda Body, 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. No, you don't worry about getting your hair styled. You get your hair cut there. Man's Last Stronghold. That's Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Good morning, Jim. Welcome back.
Hey, a quick advertisement. Saturday I'll be up with y'all at the Veterans Museum MASH fundraising event, and I'll be auctioning off the Ronald Reagan diary. I tell some Ronald Reagan stories that I've times I've been with him and talk about the book. My wife and I are actually in it, and then we auction it off. So we're going to be up there with you raising some funds for that good project.
Well, we're going to be there, too. We're going to, hit the air show first and then wander on over there. Rob was on the show yesterday. We think this is something that something for our veterans and a museum that we can kind of keep the veterans' memories alive. One of the things that's happening, and it's happening quick, is realignment, Jim. And I know you have fought that. And fought that.
Yes, sir, and I will actually have to be, I'm going to be heading back south to Sacramento because I'm going to be giving a response. The governor at 10 o'clock is doing a press conference trying to convince people that this is a good deal. The reason I think he is a number of our sheriffs in Northern California, including Scott Jones of Sacramento, have announced publicly their opposition to this. They offer constructive alternatives, but they more and more of our sheriffs are publicly announcing their opposition. And I know I work with our sheriff, Tom Basenko, almost every day on this stuff, and he agrees it's a disaster. And we are working together as a team to try to stop this nonsense.
Well, you know, the thing is that the money that's supposed to be coming in, and we're starting with our first 30-something people, I guess, next month. The question is how many can we take it? You know, if we're already having problems that, how are we going to, we don't have the room. We're going to need the money to open up another floor in our jail. That's part of where the money's going. But here it is, the end of September, and none of that's happened yet.
No, it's not going to happen. The money is not going to be sufficient, even what money will be there, and there is no guarantee that it'll be there past early this next year. People are in a panic, and in fact, the legislature has just authorized more legislation to make it worse. Now, if you are a female offender who is a felon and has repeatedly failed the very things they're promising to offer at the local level, now you have children, you're going to be sent back out early into the community. And also men who are parents are also a part of Part B of this deal. So if you're a father or mother with a kid, they're going to put you right back out into the community. That absolutely destroys any justice that the victims deserve. They are unrehabilitated. They've already been proven to be bad parents, and they're going to put them back out in the community, get you a free pass. Thank you very much. It's bad. Now we're making it even worse.
You know, Jim, we always love having you on, but I sit down because I stand up here when I'm doing the show. I stand up the whole time, but you know, like about two thirds of the way through, I start sitting down on the bench, going, "Oh no, there's something else."
I accuse people of spending all waking and sleeping hours figuring out something stupider to do tomorrow than you did today.
Well, you know, that's one, you know, somebody had sent me I saw a link about the women being released. I didn't realize the men were going to be done too. But, you know, they're talking about, okay, here's your $2.9 million Shasta County, which I don't even know if it's gotten here yet. And we need to open up, we know we have to open up the other floor, you know, which hasn't been done yet. on the jail. We know we have to bump up all the rehabilitation processes and the probation guys and all this, and there's still, I think the plan has come together pretty much. When we've had like eight different people from all the different groups that this would impact on, good people working on it. But I don't know if we're ready. Maybe the 30 we can absorb, but the 30 the next month and the 30 after that, at what point is it, a breaking point for us?
And, well, the breaking point will be when enough citizens become victims, and some will be murder victims, I guarantee you. That will all begin within the first month of this. In fact, it's already happened because CDCR has been doing this early release now for several years already, not calling it that. Then the citizens are going to get mad, and my dear colleagues will be pounding their chests, and so will the governor, saying, I didn't mean to let that person out, and I will have to say, yes, you did, and I'll name names, you bet. We're going to be very proactive on this, though, and keep up the good fight. It will not work. It cannot function. Your local probation folks, your sheriff, your police chief, our district attorney, the courts, there is no way in the world they can handle it. The rehabilitation services that are necessary are not existent out there to any degree to handle even what we've got today without even one more of these individuals who are unrehabilitated being returned to our community. It will be a failure. In fact, the Los Angeles Times has editorialized against it now, which was quite a surprise to me.
The Times, yeah. If the Times are going against it, that's got to be something.
And the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors raising major objections. And Carl, in fact, the lobbyist for the county supervisors came before us 2 weeks ago testifying in support of realignment, and I told her that she needed to leave. That when they came back crying at me that this thing had been a failure and they needed more money, that don't bother seeing Jim Nielsen because you are not part of the solution. You do not have the answers. You are the problem. I will work with the supervisors that I represent and the wisdom that I possess as how to solve this problem. But County Supervisors Association are not welcome because they are the problem, not the solution.
Okay. Hey, Jim, we have to take a quick break here. This is, it just gets, what is it, gets better and better? Every day.
Yeah. More ludicrous.
Got to take a quick break here, Carl on the Bot. 8:40 in the morning, September the 21st. This is Free Fire Radio.
You hear that? That's the sound of 68 million shopping carts being filled, 275,000 homes being built. Yep, that's the sound of a CSX train doing its part to move the economy forward. Sounds pretty good. CSX trains are the most efficient way to bring goods to market. See how at CSX.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl on the Bot, 8:42 in the morning, September the 21st. It's going to get up in the hundreds today, about 103 degrees. You know, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, and they're having North Star Sessions. Going to be up there. They got a big thing going on Saturday night. You're going to have to give them a call,
474-5546.
And Linda's back.
That's right. I just scored some tickets. And, of course, we're going to be giving some of those away tomorrow. I understand Carl's been giving away some tickets. I've been in meetings, too. But let's not forget, this weekend is North Star Sessions at Anselmo Vineyards. And that's going to be a special concert and all-inclusive in the tent.
Okay, our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, and Jim just had me sit down on this last one with the realignment, but it seems like everybody is against it now. But where were they, where were they a year ago or 6 months ago, Jim, when you and we and people that really thought about this were saying, this is not a good idea? Why are they coming up now?
They're too late and too little.
It's too late.
Those of us who fought the good fight will continue to do so, but those who were acquiescing and buying in, I just do not consider them helpful. So let them live with the consequences. I don't intend to, and I don't intend to let the people of California have to live with those consequences either, because those consequences, folks, are fatal.
Okay. All right. Okay, now let's move on to the education bill. I mean, it's, you know, kind of throwing this up here at the last second, but the with them passing a law that says that they can't lay off the teachers once the school year starts based on projected taxes, we're having all types of concern, it appears, you know, from the school district saying, you know, this really ties our hands to be able to do anything.
It's more of the same. That that's what realignment's doing to local government. And now this particular bill goes even further as far as schools are concerned. And it says that you have to assume you're going to spend just as much as you did last year, whether or not the money is there, just hoping it will be there. And that's to put a gun at the heads to make sure that there's tremendous pressure to pass tax increases. You know, that's really what's behind that. But the most onerous part about it, it absolutely doesn't hamstring, it puts barbed wire wrapped tight around your local school administrators and your local elected school board members. They cannot make prudent and wise decisions because the state of California has wrapped barbed wire around them and said, among other things, you won't lay off anybody. How can your biggest cost is your personnel cost? It's almost stunning that that people would have the lack of wisdom to vote for things like this. Or it's also stunning that special interests can put such provisions in bills and get them passed, sneak them in the dark of night. That provision, folks, was not even voted on by legislators until it was on the floor of the state legislature. No committee hearing, no opportunity for school board members or administrators to come and testify against it, to raise concerns about it, not one bit, all in the dark of night behind closed doors, and that's the way the legislature is working more often than not today.
Well, it's in the paper. It was a payoff to the teachers union because Brown's going to need the teachers union to pass some other, you know, other legislation he wants here at the beginning of the year on some of the initiatives. So, but you know, you talk to the administrators of the schools. And they are just, you know, they are just flabbergasted, and it's difficult for them to even figure out what's going to happen now. So, again, we're playing politics for kids.
In effect, it makes them even more dependent on the state, you see. That's part of the goal, too, more and more dependence on Sacramento.
Oh, absolutely. Just another step forward that way.
Oh, by the way, the dumb bill of the year now, we're going to require the babysitters. We can't use that term anymore,
okay.
You see.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you about the nanny law.
Well, yes, we have to give our children or our neighbors' children who attend to our youth, we're going to have to give them lunch breaks and coffee breaks, you see. It's an attempt to unionize so-called babysitters. And they were derogatorily referring to that term in debate, and I jumped all over that. I said, you know, you're not just unionizing child care providers here for all the people of California. You are being derogatory and dismissive of a revered institution, babysitters, our own children, who learn responsibility watching children, who gain some income watching children. Our neighbors who have done that. That's a revered term. And even by changing the terminology and being derisive of the term babysitters, you are undermining the family structure. So now our family members who babysit, who are child care providers, must have union rules or be union members.
Yeah.
How absurd can it possibly get?
Yeah, one of the questions I had was, okay, so you have somebody watching you have somebody watching your kids and they get a 15-minute break. Who watches the kids then? Do you bring a second sitter in?
That's what you have to do. Well, you see, that would have to be another union babysitter who was on standby and got paid time and a half for their inconvenience. I'm exaggerating on that a little bit. But
the
whole point is somebody else is going to have to watch the children.
You know what? I've stopped wondering why people, you know, I've got a buddy that just came out here who lives in Virginia. And he just, the things he says to me, I said, well, you ever thought about this or this? He goes, there's no way we're coming out to California. I mean, he's part of a big company. He says, there's no way we're coming out here. You guys are, he says, Carl, you guys are crazy in some of the things you do out here. And not meaning me personally or Linda or
our
other
laws.
People. But,
are you sure
but
about
the
that?
Law, well, he may think that because he and I have done a few things together. But, I mean, he just says, I don't understand. He says, you know, we go through the things that are happening here. And he says, well, why do people even want to live here? Oh, and then you can go through all the great things about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
but
we have a lot
but
of
still,
things.
he was very serious about it. He says these things that you all pass, these laws you pass, the things that we read in the papers. He says, you know, it's continuous.
And it is. It makes this golden state the laughing stock of America. Frankly, we're not at the vanguard. It's disgusting indeed. It does not make you proud to be a Californian. Maybe we can still be proud to be Americans, but becoming Californian is—it's not so attractive anymore, folks. And it's really offensive the things that are going on. I mean, this Dream Act, Carl, you mentioned it. How can we possibly feel when our own children are—they can't get classes? I mean, we have three boys in college. You know, we're suffering it. Just—we know what all of us are dealing with right now, and we can't get classes, or we can't get into the college that we really want to have them be in. And we have trouble, you know, paying for it because the fees are just going crazy. And there's some irresponsibility there with the California State University paying a new university president $400,000 a year and then come asking us for more money. I'm sorry, raising fees on our students and not letting them in. They can't get a full complement of classes, but we can pay an administrator, a president, $400,000. Why? Because we can't get the best and the brightest otherwise. I'm sorry. I think in this market we well could for $200,000 or $250,000 maybe.
I think that the changes that we see are just dramatically ridiculous. Final thoughts here, you know, so we can, you know, do we have any good thoughts here so we can wrap this up?
No, please, I'm getting the straight razor out.
Yeah.
You know, it does look so depressing, but you know what's encouraging, and I'm smiling as I say it, we win some of these battles. I mean, we've stopped $61 billion worth of tax increases, folks, this year. That's a huge victory. We stopped a gross extension of the fire fee. That's a huge victory. So we must savor those victories. And again, I make my point. If you are not on the field playing, you do not have any way that you're going to be an architect of your destiny, that you're going to have an opportunity to win the game. You're just going to be rolled by somebody else. And that's why we're all standing up. A lot more people are standing up now. They're getting involved in such things as the Tea Party. In community groups, they're getting more active. There is some hope. You know, it gets down in the dumps, and one thing that I always know about our character of American people, we will rise up as we did after 9/11.
That's absolutely true.
We tend to forget and get lazy and complacent again, but we have it in us. We've done it throughout our entire history.
Well, the big thing is let's not just lay there and let it continue to happen. Like you said, let's get in the arena and, you know, get some blood on our face. So, hey, Assemblyman.
Jim, it's always wonderful to have you on our show. Thank you so much.
Hey, I look forward to having a glass of Anselmo wine with you folks sometime.
Let's do it.
Good wine up there. Maybe we can share a sip of wine.
Love
we
that.
Absolutely will. Okay, thank you. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, our Assemblyman from our district. We're going to take a quick break.
Currently 74 degrees here on KCNR 1460.
Legendary Gravedigger and seven-time world champion Tom Mintz return to Red Bluff September 30th, October 1st and 2nd. Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, and Les Schwab Tires at the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck Nationals at the Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, El Toro Loco, The Patriot, King Crunch, Obsession, and more. All come to take on Gravedigger and Maximum Destruction.
destruction. Plus those insane quad racers. A top truck class for you local. And get this, Red Bluff. A fire-breathing, jet-powered fire truck will light up the Red Bluff sky. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. So get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts Stores. Bud's Jolly Co. Charge by phone by calling the Red Bluff Chamber of Commerce office at 527-6220. Or go online to rvmonsters.com. September 30th, October 1st and 2nd. It's the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck National. You gotta be there.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to Cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of Cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to Cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 8:55 in the morning, September 21st. 74 degrees now. It's going to get up to well over 100 today, like 103. Okay, let's talk about everything that's going on. The giveaway today at Haven Humane that KIXE has gotten together with the American Red Cross to go down to Haven Humane. You're giving away 100
cool.
emergency preparedness kits for pets.
We have a red
They've
one.
They've only got 100, and it starts at 11 a.m.
This is really cool. It's a kit that is right. for your pet, and you never know.
And not only that, she's used it twice on me so far. All right. This remember, we talked about the concert. And picnic for the Shasta Service Guilds Saturday, September 4th. We have two tickets for that too.
Oh, that's really cool. Now,
it's gonna
last
be great.
Night we attended a really cool Weston Price
First
meeting.
First person that calls gets these tickets.
Yeah, and so we got to know the people who are putting this on, of course, and it's a concert. Muletown will be playing
Jim Dyer.
In the amphitheater. It's a cool place to come bring your blanket, check it out, and then these are free tickets, and it's going to be a cool night. And if you're not
well,
doing...
worth $10, and the first 100 people get a free picnic there, too.
Oh, so, that's so cool.
That is. So the first person that calls, 605-4567, gets free tickets to this.
Saturday
it's
night.
Be out at... Old Shasta. Okay, of course, the air show is going to go on Saturday, and then we've got the MASH and Sunday and the MASH Bash.
Saturday night.
That's right. It's just going to be a full
weekend.
Here.
And we may have, I can't say yet, but we may have two big tickets to give away when the Thunderbirds and some of the cast from the flight show come in on Friday. So be listening, because if you haven't gotten your tickets for the air show, you can score some big ones here on KCNR.
Okay.
Hopefully right. that's a call here for the concert and picnic Saturday night.
You're going to have a good time there. You know, and you know it's during the day. Like I said, Muletown. Muletown. You know,
Jim Dyer's band.
Great band. And
singer Tori's
Tori Pratt's in that, too. So, what else we got going here? Let's see. We've got... Rest of this week,
we've got a number
of things coming in.
We are going to... Tomorrow, we're going to be giving away a bunch of Monster Truck tickets. And Carl's going to go see who's on tomorrow. Yeah, I was in meetings this morning, so we have some really good, exciting news. We'll just be listening and tuning in because we've got some really good stuff coming up. And, again, like I said, tomorrow we'll be giving a handful of Monster Truck tickets away for the upcoming weekend. We've got we've got Sunday night and Friday night tickets, and that's a really fun thing. So you know, be tuning in tomorrow for those.
Yeah, Don and Judy are going to be here tomorrow talking about a number of things for their show and what's going on in our area. We're going to be talking about other parts that are impacting on us. Hey, Connie.
Congratulations, you won the concert and picnic tickets, and come by the station 1326 Market Street, and there'll be two tickets. That's from 5 to 8, and that's for this Saturday night. That should be a really fun outside event.
That's right. Okay, all the things that are happening in our city for this week, you know, it's funny, you know, things just kind of like pile on when you say, you know, so, you know, you get like 12 things that happen at one time. But everybody plans them months ahead of time, and then they all converge on one day. You just got to love it. You just got to have a fast car and lots of staying power, but you can hit every one of them. Sweetie, so glad to see you here.
Well, like I said, I'm going to be bringing for our listeners some really cool things coming up this week that are going to be giveaways.
That's right. And you got your show tomorrow night?
That's right, On the Spot with Linda Bott. We're going to be having some great music interviews, and Lisa Collins will be here, and some other surprises.
Got a lot of things going here. Okay, we'd like to thank Simon Nielsen for being on today, as we do everybody that appears on our show, Gary Cadd. This is Carmel Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. You got to stand in there. You got to stand up for what you believe in. So when we say bad guys against the good guys, which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Stand my